Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we'll be looking at 5 responses to modernism. First, we need to define modernism. I suppose modernism means many things to many peoples. I'm using this to refer to a movement that was started at the turn of the 20th century, so we need to go back in time here, 120 years or so. It was a time of great optimism. It was a time of rethinking a number of things that were part of the sort of mental furniture and part of the worldview of culture, if you will. It was in an era of Darwin and an era of alternative ideas on the origin of humanity and the origin of all things. It was a time when the Bible was severely being questioned, and it was actually at a time when even religion itself was being questioned. Modernism, pushed to its extreme, is basically secularism, the idea that Christianity no longer works in the 20th century in this modern world. We can build skyscrapers. We can accomplish great things. We can jet across the skies. We can move at great speeds. Christianity, religion is no longer relevant. Well, there were 5 responses from the church to modernism. The first was liberalism. And liberalism basically was saying, hey, hold on, don't throw out religion just yet. What if we accommodated to your sensibilities? We'll be glad to soften edges here. We'll be glad to sort of downplay these things here that are distasteful for you. Or we'll just sort of downplay that or soft pedal that. You can still be modern. You can still be Christian. We will accommodate Christianity to fit you. That was by and large liberalism. It did not just exist at the beginning of the 20th century. It rolls right on to the present day, always wanting to accommodate to where culture is and where the world is and just simply bring Christianity into the modern moment. That was one response. A second response was Pentecostalism. If we look at the modern Pentecostal movement, which of course is huge, you look at the numbers globally, the largest sector of the Protestant church is by and large Pentecostalism. The roots of this modern version of Pentecostalism go back to 1906 in Azusa Street in California. The idea here is that modernism, of course, denied the supernatural and stressed the natural. In many ways, Pentecostalism was a response because it's going to go in the opposite direction and it's going to stress the supernatural. In fact, so stress the supernatural that it has this present dynamic moment to it of the Spirit speaking now and the Holy Spirit revealing himself now in signs and wonders. And of course, it also stressed this idea of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So Pentecostalism was in many ways a response to modernism. Another response also concerns a piece of Pentecostalism. Sometimes we call this the holiness movement. This was associated with Pentecostalism, is also associated with the movement called the Keswick movement. The idea here was that true Christians would live on a higher spiritual plane, almost sort of, as it were, hovering over this world as they walked through it. And so the holiness movement just stressed personal piety, personal holiness. A fourth response to modernism is what I'll call hard fundamentalism. This stressed a withdrawal, a pulling back from culture, as it were, a sense that culture is rejecting Christianity, and therefore what we need to do is preserve the true church in the midst of a sinking ship. And so you find a lot of that in what I'm calling hard fundamentalism. Well, a fifth response to modernism is not a movement. I'm going to use a man. It's Machen, J. Gresham Machen, and what he stood for. Let me just give you a quick quote from his great book, Christianity and Liberalism. He says, "In the midst of all the material achievements of modern life, one may well ask the question whether in gaining the whole world, we have not lost our own soul." That's the question that Machen puts to modernism. He goes on, "Are we forever condemned to live the sordid life of utilitarianism? Or is there some lost secret which, if rediscovered, will restore to mankind something of the glories of the past?" Well, he believes there is a lost secret, but it's not so much a secret. It's the Bible. It's the Word of God. And that's the fifth response to modernism. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening. 5 Minutes in Church History.
For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit 5minutesinchurchhistory.com.